Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay, where we answer your inquiries and all your questions about using and applying clay and how it can be used. I'm always available to answer questions. I do want to let you know that in probably a month, the Sprint 800 numbers that are in some of the literatures will no longer be active. Sprint is declining to do 800 numbers, and since most of us have automatic long distance, we're going to drop the 800 number service. And my phone number is available on the website bentoniteclayinfo.com, and you can always go there and find out how to reach me by email or phone. And just wanted to let you know, if you've been calling with the information, the 800 number, that's going to be declining in service in a month or two. So, okay, we have some questions in queue today, and I'll go over and start addressing them. Gabriella Addington in Ballerup, Denmark. Welcome, Gabriella. I have leukemia and take Gilvec in the evening. How can I take bentonite clay and not risk the clay will absorb the medicine? Gabriella, you will need to go to your pharmacist and take your prescription. Ask him to look up your prescription, because different kinds of medication have different dosages. And ask him what the absorption rate is, how long it takes your body to absorb the medicine into the bloodstream, because clay does not go into the bloodstream. After it's absorbed, you have time, you can drink your clay then safely, and it's not going to affect the medicine. So if it's something you take three times a day, that might be a problem. But otherwise, generally after it's absorbed, then you can take it and you're good for a while. Hope that's helpful, and good luck on your journey with that. Okay? Well, I'll pull it for you. Deborah in Valparaiso, not sure I'm pronouncing all this right. Can clay be used to rejuvenate damaged skin cells, like from sun exposure? Clay is very good for reviving dormant skin cells and repairing and energizing skin cells. I guess it would be the degree of damage. And even if it's scar tissue, clay seems to dissolve the scar tissue just using it topically. So I'm going to say I think you will receive some benefit from that. I'm a sun bunny. I've been out in the sun all my life. And when I started taking clay, I noticed the age spots disappearing. I have one or two, but for the most part, the ones on the back of my hands have gone. And the only thing I contribute to it is I've had other people tell me they noticed that too from taking the clay. So it does help with some types of repair. I'm not sure how severe yours is, but it's certainly worth a try. I would use it topically, and of course I recommend everybody drink the clay if they can. Take it away from your prescription medicines. It's just good for the whole body. Gets rid of parasites, cleanses your colon, has an electromagnetic energy in it that awakens dormant skin cells and kind of revitalizes the body. So all good can come from that. So thank you for that. My friend Mary Law in Winfield, Kansas. Oak mites are bad here in Kansas, and she capitalized bad. Unless we really get a good freeze or a miracle, they will be here long term. You can't see them, but you can feel them, can see evidence on your skin, even to the point of rash or open sores, and the itching is horrible. Kiddos went out trick-or-treating last night and are suffering today. What clay advice would you give them for dealing with the oak mites? Thank you for your help and expertise. I appreciate you. I appreciate you too, Mary. If you all need a good prayer partner, Mary is absolutely wonderful. And she posts them on the website, and they're just beautiful. So, Mary, I would use the clay mask on the insect bites. And if you're going out again, and anytime it starts itching, put a little clay on there, and it usually soothes the itching right away. It may take a while to pull them out. I don't know if oak mites are anything like chiggers, but we used to go to horse shows, and we'd walk in the grass, park our trailer in the grass, and the kids would all get chiggers, all of us would. So I learned a little trick about taking baking soda and rubbing it around your ankles, and it'll keep them from crawling up your legs, because they like to go to the tender little parts of your skin behind your knees and in your groin area, anywhere the skin is real tender. So you may try next time before you trick-or-treating to get a little baking soda and rub around their ankles and see if you can stop them, and hopefully they won't sit down in the grass. That could be bad. And I hope it'll work for oak mites too, but definitely apply it for the itching, because those things can just, you just want to try to claw them out, and it doesn't work. So good luck with that and those little munchkins. All right, let's see what else we have. Maureen in Parkville, Vancouver, Canada. We have a lot of people from all off today. I love that. Can you use urine therapy alongside with clay? I'm not sure what urine therapy is, but I don't see a problem with that. Can you explain that a little further? Is this the drinking of the urine? And I don't see that would hurt using clay. I wouldn't do them right together. I'd wait an hour or so afterwards. But I can't see that affecting, it's changing the purpose of the urine therapy. That's an interesting question. I'd like to hear a little bit more about it. I've heard about that. And so there are a lot of things, alternative things out there that are kind of amazing. All right, let's see if we have any more. Well, we're already out of questions right now. Where is our audience today? Maybe they're still out trick-or-treating. Let me go over to the phone lines. We have several people there. If anyone on the phone line would like to ask a question or make a testimonial, tell me something about your experience with clay. We learn from each other here, and I guess I've learned a lot of what I know about clay from the people that, you know, have experiences with it and share that. So I encourage you to, if you want to talk to me, press star 2 on your phone and open your phone line, and we can talk about clay. That's star 2 on your phone line. All right, we have a caller. Hello, you're on with Perrier.
Hi, Perrier. This is Marie calling. This is actually a little off subject, but are you there? Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, I heard a bell, and I thought I was disconnected from you. I'm sorry. I was wondering how your grandson's friend is, who had the benign tumor in his brain. You mentioned
he has
your grandson's friend who has the benign tumor in his brain. How's he doing?
Oh, his little friend.
Yeah, you asked to pray for him a couple of weeks ago, and I've been thinking about you guys.
Yes, he is in chemo treatment right now and not in school, so the kids aren't seeing him, but they haven't got any reports. It'll be a while. He started the chemo treatment, so it'll be a while before we know how that's progressing. But
I thought his tumor was benign.
Oh, they didn't know at the time. He had several tumors in his brain, and they were pressing on nerves, one going to his eyes and one to his hearing.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if they were going to do surgery. I don't know the location of the brain. You know, the kids just heard about it at school, and nobody's giving them any specific information. I asked them about him the other day, and they didn't seem to know anything because he's not at school for them to, you know, to ask him and talk to him. And,
when people are chronically ill, I have a chronically ill daughter, and people tend to forget about them. So the most Christian thing he can do for his friend is to call him and make sure that he's not forgotten about.
Yes, you know? I agree with that, and I ask him about that, and they don't have his phone number. You know, he was just a classmate.
I don't know if the school
will give out his number, but I'll ask him to ask his teachers at school and see if they can, somebody can call the parents and get a report back on how he's
doing.
Or
maybe just find out what hospital he's in, or, you know, maybe, I guess he's not hospitalized. A lot of times the stuff is outpatient. But one of the things that I've found for cancer lately is how great turmeric or curcumin is for cancer.
Yes.
And
it's good for just a whole lot of things.
Yeah, there's like, yeah, on greenmed.information.com, I think, is the website. It's by Sayer, J-I, Sayer, S-A-Y-E-R-J-I. There's like 600 different, hundreds of things that clay is, that turmeric is good for. Of course, I love my clay, but there's other things we need.
Yeah.
Turmeric, and then, so I'm taking turmeric, like, you know, 3 capsules, like, with every meal, just because it's just good vitamin, you know? One of the things I found for cancer is artemisinin from wormwood. They've actually used it for millions of people with malaria. And artemisinin, and it's made better by taking it with a fat. So I've been using coconut oil. And then something called Beauty Rate increases the effectiveness by like 10 times. So and like I'm like really ill. I have talked to you about this before. I'm really ill, and I do believe I have colon cancer, but I just know that there's no way I can go through surgery and survive it. So CoQ10 is another remedy that I found is really, really good for cancer. So I'm just doing my remedies, you know. I've been sick for 8 years, so I don't expect to get that much better. But I am doing better, even though I've been telling people again that I feel like I'm going to die because I was feeling that sick lately. There's another product called Perfect Food by Garden of Life. And Perfect Food. Perfect Food. It's like a green. It's a green supplement.
Uh-huh.
Is a really good, like anything green. Planet juice. I like Pure Planet because it's they boil down the juice instead of just grind up the wheat. It's Pure Planet has a really good green drink. But anything with greens, chlorella, spirulina, you know, with no filler.
Like you've been doing your research for it, and I'm sure you're going to be getting good results with all your knowledge on that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And
so
we'll pray for you
as
well.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thank you so much. So I'll let you go with that.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we have another caller. Hello, Mary, are you there?
Hi, Perry. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Hi. I'm all right. How are you?
Fine.
Good. I wanted to say, listening to the sweet caller you just had, I just want to, and I'm sure she already knows this, and probably everyone else does too, but our thoughts are so powerful, and our words are so powerful. Even the Bible says, you will have whatever you say. And so I would just really encourage anyone who is experiencing physical issues, and especially if it's something like cancer, to even if you feel like you're faking it, just change your mindset, change your words. And I will give you a specific example. Some years ago, with chronic illness or whatever, I was just done. I was sad. You know, life was not anything what I wanted it to be. And I was just tired, and I wanted to go home. And for me, home is heaven. And so I just began to think about that I just wanted to let go of this earthly body, you know, and go home. It took It took some time. It took some months. But I then developed, and this can go with congestive heart failure, where you get cellulitis and your body retains fluid, and you get fluid around your lungs and your heart, and I was in bad shape. At the time, I didn't realize what that was, and I certainly didn't think, you know, make the connection between what I'd been thinking and saying and what I was experiencing. And it came to the point where I couldn't even bend down to put a load of laundry from the washing machine into the dryer. And it was then that it just felt like I could hear the voice of God, and he said, go to the emergency room. We didn't have any insurance. Well, I take that back. No, we didn't. Not at the time. That's right. We didn't. And so anyway, I called my husband home from work, and he took me in. I was immediately taken in to the hospital, admitted, lots of things happening, you know, to my body. And I was in the hospital for, I think 5 days, if I remember correctly. And my body released, I think it was 35 pounds of fluid over that amount
wow.
of time. Uh-huh. And, the doctor, when he finally decided he could release me, he said to me, you were within 3 days of dying.
Wow.
He said, had you not come in, you would have died. And the time I spent in the hospital was good for me because I realized I did want to live. I didn't want to die.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, I did some heartfelt talking to the good Lord and repenting of my thought life and repenting of just wanting to give up. And I asked him to give me a second chance. And I'm thankful that we have a God of second and 2 million chances, you know.
Yes.
But I would just encourage her and anyone out there, and it's a good reminder to me, too, and that is to remember that our thoughts and our words are very powerful, and what we think and what we say, our bodies will try very, very hard to make it come true. So let's
yes.
make our thoughts and our words be worthwhile for our body to follow.
Well, Mary, that's an amazing story you told, and we actually can manifest our own conditions by our thoughts. I'm a believer that God made us, and giving us free will, he also gave us the power to create and manifest what we want by our thinking. And I just taught a Sunday school class last week on your body believes everything you say. Be careful what you say. So I'm a firm believer in what you just said, and I would love to have that Babel quote to go with that lesson if you'd send that to me. On the side.
I will do that. Mm-hmm.
You are so, so wonderful in knowing all the scriptures. I'm ashamed to say I haven't said them that much. But yes, I did hear the previous caller say, I've been sick for so long. And, you know, when you get in that mindset and when you get tired, it's when you get tired of fighting and struggling that you want to give up and say, just take me out of this. And I use an affirmation of every day. I say every day in every way, my body is getting better and better and better. And every way and every day I improve and am healthier and happier and heartier. And so if we can just remind us to turn our thoughts about sickness into health. My body is strong. My body resists. It always comes back. It serves me. It takes the abuse I give it, and it just keeps on ticking. Look at all the things that you've lived through and the struggles you've come through and how you're stronger for it. And just change the way you're looking and perceiving your body. So, Mary, I think that's a very, very beautiful story that you told us, and I believe that we can create our own sickness and illness. And we always are getting something from it. a lot of times we're just tired and ready to give up. And you never know, your answers can be so close. So don't give up. Keep the hope and change your mindset towards your illness. My body can defeat this. I can get better. And, you know, just stay in that mindset. And thank you so much for calling, both of you. Do you have anything else to say?
Well, when you said don't give up, because, you know, the answer can be so close and you don't know it. And one thing I do like to say to people, especially couples, but, you know, in any situation that's difficult, is don't give up 5 minutes before your miracle.
Yes. I mean, it's that close. It really is.
Yeah.
And mostly it's us not allowing it in.
Yeah.
When we can release our beliefs that are holding us prisoner or captive to whatever is going on, the negative thing that's going on, when you just let that go, there is a release. And you never know when your answer is right around the corner.
That's
so
right.
I agree with you. Don't give up. That's beautiful. We kind of, next week, I'm not going to be here to do the Live Well lifestyle when I talk about things like the body hears everything you say and our spiritual components there. And I won't be here for that session because of a early Thanksgiving dinner at one of the community centers here that I'm helping with. And so we've kind of had a little touch of it today, and thank you for that. I love the way life evolves while I'm sitting here taking questions and talking with people. So it always reminds me of things. And thank you very much for that story. That's an amazing, and I admire your strength for turning it around. And, yes, listening, I wanted to tell that lady, don't assume you have colon cancer. Get it checked out. You may be, your worry may be creating more and manifesting more. So I had that thought, and I didn't go there. And then here you came along and accentuated that thought. So sometimes I need to follow my instincts, and I don't. So I hope she's still listening, and we can do that and help her in that way. Definitely want to support her in that. All right. Thank you, Mary. I'm going to open the lines and see who else we have. Okay? All right. Caller number one, do you want to come back on?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Hi. I just want to say that, I feel that the only reason I have been able to endure this long being ill, I know positive thinking is helpful, but when your body doesn't cooperate, like I've had chronic fatigue syndrome since 1995. My daughter also has it. So anyway, I know positive, but I have been checked for colon cancer, and that's what started the problem. I had a colonoscopy, and a week after my colonoscopy, I've been sick since. So I got sick from being checked for colon cancer. Colonoscopies are very dangerous, and a lot of people are being harmed by them. Because first, nobody really knows what went wrong, but they, you know, put you to sleep, so the anesthesia could have bothered me. They make you drink this stuff that's very chemically similar to radiator fluid to clean you out. So you figure it takes, you know, I was about 50 when I had my colonoscopy. And you figure it takes 50 years for your body to, you know, figure out the balance of all your probiotics and the bacteria and to find balance. And then you drink stuff that pretty much strips your whole intestinal tract of bacteria.
Okay, you're going there again. You're going down the dark rabbit hole. Okay, and you had some
telling you what happened to me, the reality and the truth.
I understand that, and it's very real. And
yeah,
you're probably right on a lot of it. But
so
now,
it.
What can
so
you do
I've
to
had
turn
doctors
that around, your fears around? It
okay,
just
so,
enforced
well,
your
you,
fears of
well,
having
the thing
colon
is,
cancer.
Well, the thing is, I've had doctors refuse to do a colonoscopy on me because they're afraid to hurt me. So I'm at the point
uh-huh.
where I have to do, you know, natural remedies. And because my colon pain doesn't go away with positive thinking, because I'm a pretty happy person. So thank you for everybody's advice. Thank you for your prayers and for reminding me to be positive, although I think I am. And I hope you all have a nice day. So.
You are very cheerful, and we'll all put you on the prayer list. And, you know, keep your head up, and you're doing the right things for your body. And, you know, just a blood test.
Yeah, I just can't sit here and think the positive thinking.
A blood test might tell you something that would give you.
I did that. I did a Cologuard, you know. It came up negative.
It sounds like you're doing all the right things.
Yeah, the pain in my colon isn't really going away. So, but I really do think that the bentonite clay enema is super healing. So I love that. I think that is super helpful because
it is.
Yeah, because a lot of us have colons and the rectum. Sometimes I have been diverticulitis with diverticulitis. So that might be what it is. And when I do the colon enema, I mean the enema with the bentonite clay, I just take the liquid that recipe that you use, and I just cut that by half with water, and I use that. And the garbage that comes out is unbelievable, and it makes the pain go away. So it might just be diverticulitis, but I never have a fever.
Doing that.
Yeah. So I will, because sometimes we just need encouragement to keep up doing what we have to do, because, you know, I get tired of constantly having to take all this stuff. Half the time I barely can get dressed. So it's really hard. So getting encouragement from other people to continue to do what I have to do is nice. There's a symposium called thetruthaboutcancer.com. That's the website. And they just had a 3-day symposium on cancer. And the first week I didn't really feel like thinking about cancer, so I didn't watch it. And then the second week I did watch it, and it was nice because I'm very interested in natural medicine. So for me, it was therapeutic. And one of the things, one of the guys, he said, pick the fruit that's closest to you when it comes to health. Like, there's so many things that we can do to do what's easiest for you to reach. And I thought that was such good advice. So I thought, I don't have a lot of energy. So I'm like, well, I can jump on my trampoline. It's right downstairs in my basement. I can get on my treadmill. I can do that. I can take my green drinks. That's easy. And so that symposium motivated me to get off sugar. So there's a website.
Well, wonderful. You're really on the right path, and you're doing the right things.
Yeah, I haven't given up. In fact, the only reason I'm still going is because I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and our organization helps you tie into the services over the phone so I can get my encouragement, because I really literally am homebound now. Although lately the things that I've been doing, the things I mentioned earlier, I feel pretty good. Like, I just straightened up my bedroom, and usually I don't even do that. So, I'm feeling better, and I think that the only reason I've endured 8 years of being sick in house is because of my friends at the Kingdom Hall. And
do you mind telling me your first name again?
It's Marie. Yeah, we've talked before.
It's
Marie from Harbin.
Marissa?
No, it's Marie.
Okay, well, I just want to be sure and put you on my prayer list. And
encourage
you to keep doing all these good things you're doing. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. I need to get back and see if we have any questions right now, okay?
Okay, have a nice day, Terry.
Thank you, darling. You too. Okay, let me go over to our Q&A page and see what we have. Donna in Virginia Beach. I'm new to clay and have seen different advice on taking it. I'm wondering how long I should wait after I mix the clay to drink it, and how much clay should I take, how many times a day? Thank you. Okay, you know, when you buy the bottle, there's a small space for directions. And they usually the law requires to put what a single serving is. So they say a teaspoon of clay and 2 ounces of water. I like to mix it in a Vitamix or a blender. It doesn't have to be a Vitamix, a blender, and mix 32 ounces at a time, so you don't have to make sure that it's, if you stir it, it tends to lump. If you let it sit a long time, you know, it just takes time. But you can do it instantly in a blender. And if you put 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay and blend it on high for about 30 seconds, pour it into a glass or a food-grade plastic container, a milk bottle, something like that, that holds 32 ounces. And then you can just go by and pour off your ounces ready to go. As soon as you get it out of the blender, it's ready to go. It's mixed up very well, and the clay has swelled and absorbed the water, and it'll stay in emulsion like that. So I'm a believer in mixing it like that and then just going off each morning. You can leave it on your kitchen cabinet. It's not going to spoil. Clay is virtually inert. The volcanic ash, all the impurities were burned out as it went through the volcano. So it's not going to spoil sitting on your kitchen cabinet. I've kept them for 3 months, and it was just as fresh as the day I made it. Sometimes over time it gets a little thick, and you may want to add a little more water to it and give it a good shake. But you can do that, and it depends on what you have going on as to how many times you want to take it. I have been on it for 20 years, so I generally just take 1 to 2 ounces a day instead of doing it 3 times a day. But when I started, I was taking it 3 times a day, sort of to clean out my gut system, because the clay works from your mouth south. And it's going to get the bad bacteria out, any signs of infection out, does a lot of healing, it balances your acidity, and it gets rid of parasites. Parasites like the clay, they let go of the colon wall and go to the clay, and they're carried out of the body. So, you know, you can start with, if you don't have anything really wrong, you just want to try it for a while. I drink a 1 to 2 ounces in the morning and 1 to 2 ounces at night. And just kind of feel how your body feels. And if you think you need more, try more. You can't, it's really be difficult to overdose on clay. Like I say, I've had people with major colon problems who are drinking 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day and heal their entire gut. It sort of depends. Everybody's body is different. So you just kind of play around with it and notice how you feel. When you drink it over a prolonged time, you'll notice your skin has a glow and a vibrancy to it. You feel better. You have more energy. For me, my joints quit aching. I was approaching arthritis, and I had some in my thumb, and it literally went away. I haven't had that weather change ache in my thumb or that soreness when I try to open a jar lid. In fact, I think my hand has gotten stronger, and I can open hard lids now. And all that happened after I had been on clay for quite a while. So there are a lot of benefits to taking it and not many reasons not to. The most important advice is if you're taking medications, call your pharmacy and ask them how long it takes to absorb your medications. Once you've absorbed it into the bloodstream, the clay is not going to bother it or dilute your medicine in any way. So after it's absorbed, you're free to take the clay. All right, thank you. And if you go to bentoniteclayinfo.com, that's our educational site. There's a booklet there, How to Start Your Day with a Triple Swelling Bentonite Clay, Calcium Bentonite Clay. And there are specific mixing directions on making the liquid, the clay mask, the clay bath water, foot soak water, just all different applications, how to make a poultice, what a poultice is, how to apply a poultice for different parts of the body. And all that information is in that little booklet. You can either open it and read it, or you can download it to your printer, your computer, or you can print it out and keep it close by. And all that is free. So please go there and read the whole thing because it's got a lot of the do's and don'ts and what to do if you should get constipated. Most people have 3 good bowel movements a day, but some people get constipated with clay. Depends on your digestive system, and it tells you how, what the simple things you can do to rectify that. So thank you for that question. Linda in Midland, my bath water contains both fluoride and chlorine. Won't the clay absorb this before it absorbs any toxins from my body? The surface area of clay is so great that it has plenty of room to absorb both of that, all of those toxins. 1 gram, which is less than a teaspoon of clay, if you took the little layers, microscopic layers, they're shaped like a business card and they're very, very thin. And in 1 gram of clay, there are enough little, those business cards, you could lay them out side by side on a football field, it would go to the 80-yard line. That's in less than a teaspoon of clay. And you're putting in your bath water a cup of clay. So it can hold lots of toxins. It can grab lots of toxins. I wouldn't worry about your bath water. And I might pour just a little bit of your clay. Even if you mix it with that water, the clay is going to clean the water for you. And, you know, if you want to, I can taste it. I drink spring water. So when I drink tap water, I can really tell the difference. There's just a difference in the taste of it. Seems like the spring water is fresher. So if I have to drink it, if I have a little liquid on hand, I'll just put just a little bit in there and stir it. Not even enough to make it cloudy. But just a little bit to absorb that yucky stuff. So try that and see what you think on that. Thank you. Let's see if we have any more questions here. Looks like we're a little slow on questions today on this part, but we have a lot of people on our conference call. I do want to remind you that Thanksgiving and the holidays are coming up, and this is a good time to keep a little clay in your kitchen while you're cooking. The seasons are changing. In Texas, the rattlesnakes are out. They're moving around more frequently. When it gets colder, they want to come out and find the warm spots. They'll find the concrete and stuff. And so you need to be on the aware of them. And, you know, keep some clay with you when you're outside and when you're camping. I have a friend who camps a lot, and she takes clay with her for her grandkids because when they're camping, someone always gets a nick or a skint mark or something or an insect bite, and it's just excellent for that. Put it on those burns. You know, I cannot cook and put things in and out of the oven without occasionally hitting one of the oven racks and getting a burn, and just a little dab of clay, and that horrible burn paling is just gone instantly. So keep your clay on hand in the holidays. If you over-imbibe, drink a little clay for your digestive system to help settle it. Just so many ways you can use it. And, you know, a good clay bath is very relaxing. If you get stressed out and you have a lot of worries going and a lot of tension in your body, trying to do everything and be all things for all people when you're already busy and it's the holidays just adds more tasks and someone wants cookies for that or pies for this or, you know, if you haven't learned to say no yet, take a clay bath at night and it just helps you relax and let go all that tension in your body and you get the best night's sleep ever. And so take those clay baths occasionally. They're just wonderful for you. All right, I'm going to check back over and see if we have anyone on the questions. No more questions. Let me see if anyone else has something they would like to say on the phone lines. Okay, I do have one here. Hello, this is Perry. Are you on the line?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello. I was wondering, can you repeat that site that you said?
Can you talk a little louder?
Can you hear me now?
I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better. Thank you.
Okay. Could you repeat that website you said to go to make masks, etc.?
Yes, Bentonite Clay Info. Bentonite Clay, CLAYINFO.com.
Okay, thank you so much.
And that's
and then
where
when
all
you...
the. Go ahead.
Okay. You had said that you could mix it in a Vitamix, the 4 cups of water to 1/2 cup clay. Is that different than what is, would you use that? Is that just for ingesting or is that for using in your bath water as well?
No, you want a little more in your bath water because you're having a whole lot more water in the bathtub. So you want a cup of clay for a bath. If you know you're highly toxic, you've been working around chemicals or something, you may want to take a 2-cup clay bath. Normally, a 1-cup clay bath will detox you. It pulls it out through the pores of your skin. It's not something you feel or see. But if you're in the tub and you feel your leg, it almost feels like air bubbles on your leg. It's a little slick. You can rub it off, and it feels like skin again. In a little bit, you come back, and it's slick again, and you rub it off. It's just sort of an invisible process that happens. But the magnetic energy of the clay is so strong, it can literally pull these toxins out of the body through the pores of your skin. And there are, you know, directions in there for how to do it for the clay bath. Generally, I like to sandwich the water between the clay. Like for a clay bath, I'll fill my blender about half full of water, then I'll add a cup of clay, and then I fill it to about 1 inch of the top with water, and then just blend it on high and go in there and pour it into your bathtub and rinse it out real good, get all the clay out into the tub. But before you get into the tub, be sure and wash the blades of your blender out, because sometimes clay gets stuck to them and it tends to rust the blade. It sort of eats the metal off the blade. So give that a good cleaning. So, I always remind people.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
All right. Any more questions? Okay, I'm going to check the Q&A page one more time. All right. We got some questions. Please elaborate on overcoming constipation when taking clay. I find taking magnesium tablets, it just solves the problem. And I like the tablets because you can cut them in half rather than the gel caps. We need more magnesium in our bodies anyway, and magnesium helps oxygenate the fecal matter and loosens it where it comes out easier. Now, I think the 250 milligrams, you can buy them over the counter at your grocery store or drugstore. And 250 milligram magnesium oxide. Look on the back. You don't want the magnesium citrate. You want the magnesium oxide. And you can take one tablet at night, and I take one morning and night. Sometimes I take 1.5. It depends on how many vegetables I'm eating or if I've been stuck with my grandson and it's pizza and hamburgers. And so I'll take a little bit more, but you can adjust your dosage and find your happy place. And that just takes care of it and go back to drinking your clay without concern. Thank you for that. And Linda said, thank you. I'm also wondering if one is on a budget, if soaking feet is almost as good as soaking in a bathtub. Well, there are 200,000 pores in your feet, so it is a good alternative if you can't get into the bathtub. But if you can occasionally splurge and do a bath, the advantage is you're exposing all your lymph glands, and it's working on the whole body, just getting your body down in the water. And you want to take a cup and keep the clay stirred up and pour it over you, over your chest and your shoulders. If you've worked in the yard for the first time in the spring and your muscles are sore, you can take a clay bath in 15 minutes. That soreness is gone. So in those cases, I would definitely recommend a bath. but you know, a foot soak is a good alternative. And if you can stay in there 30 minutes, in fact, if you get a container and put it in there with a little water, you're going to have a thicker concentration than you do in the bathtub. So you can cover it and use it several times, reuse the water. Just cover it so it doesn't dry out and reuse it, because there's a lot of surface area there. And any toxins it pulls out, it captures, so it doesn't re-release it into the water. And if you will contact me, I know of some sources. The company doesn't do specials very, very often, but I have some sources that do give some specials, and I'll be happy to share that information with you so you can save a little money sometime. So if you will contact me, I will give that. I don't want to advertise one person over another, but I like to find benefits and savings for people as much as I can. So, all right. Good questions today. I love how one question begets another. Well, we're about out of time for today, so if there are no more questions coming in, I'll ask one more time if anyone on the phone line has a question. All right, we have one in Baton Rouge. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
This is Alma in Baton Rouge. And I wanted to ask, I was surprised that you recommended the oxide form of magnesium, because so many times I've heard or read the citrate form was more absorbable than the oxide. And
the magnesium. The purpose isn't to absorb the magnesium into the body. The purpose is to loosen and oxygenate the stool.
Oh, okay. You're using it simply as a laxative type of deal.
Yes, yes.
Okay, not to absorb it.
It works better than the Calm or some of those work okay. Some people get results. I like the magnesium oxide.
Okay, and you're using it strictly as a laxative in this
case. It's more like a stool softener. It opens the stool up so it's not hard.
Okay, but... Well, okay, I understand now. Although I do find magnesium citrate, if I take too much of it, it definitely acts as a laxative. And anyway, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Thank you for calling. That's a viable concern there. All right. Any more questions? This is good today. I'm having so many people. Here's one. Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Are you there? Well, I guess we lost that caller. I didn't notice that her little line was open. So I'm going to check one more time, see any questions. A lot of times I get off and there's one more question that popped through. I'm not saying anything. I want to wish you all a wonderful holiday season. We've already started with Halloween and now moving into Thanksgiving and then Christmas, and it's all here before you know it. Regulate your time, honor yourself, learn to say no. You don't have to do all things for all people. Give yourself some time for relaxation and rest, and give your worries to God. He can handle them. You know, when they get too big for you, ask for help. Don't be afraid to go to Him. And so this is Perrier signing out and wishing you some fabulous holidays ahead. May these holidays be the best ever. And don't forget to vote. Thank you and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.